Fun together.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox.
Oh, yeah, now he walks in. Oh, for goodness sakes, the doggone traffic. Weather changes, and here comes the traffic. Hey, friends, welcome to a Thursday edition of Let's Talk. Scott Giese and Jeff Byers with you. Okay, hold on. We're going to do, now, if you're a new listener again, this is great, the ceremonial chair switch. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's go.
You're ready. Okay, well, hold on. Don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere. Stay right where you are.
We're going to move. You stay right where you are. There we go.
Ta-da!
Okay, we did it. Yay! Doggone traffic. Oh, great.
A very pleasant, good Thursday morning. How about we not lock the door in the morning, Mr. Giese?
What did I do?
How about that?
What did I do?
Let's leave the door unlocked so people can get in.
I did unlock it.
No, you did not.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. My fault. Thought
yes.
I did. I always get in here first. I could have swore I unlocked the door.
Phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266.
All right, there we go. Oops. All right, that's my daily oops. I'm good for one, I suppose. All right, friends, we got an open line program. Now, we do have a guest that's going to be joining us later on this hour. Mr. Ironhead, who is our guest?
That would be Christine Hughes from the Jana Marie Foundation. We'll be talking about the big hobby horse event, the Hobby Horse Derby, that will be taking place at the Alliance Church just down the road here from our broadcast location. Alliance Church and State College on West Whitehall Road there. This will be the second annual event. The last year's, I think we could safely say, went better than any of us were anticipating. Now, we thought we'd have some fun. We thought some kids would get a kick out of it. It was that and then some, and there were a lot of people that are like, man, we got to bring some other folks next year. This was a hoot. I get to do the, I guess you would call it the PA announcing for these hobby horse. Some of them are races. Some of them we do some, it's like, hey, you can freestyle and do your own thing. It is a lot of fun. The kiddos, and it's kiddos of all ages, and yep, that includes adults. You can come and create your own hobby horse. They have all kinds of art supplies, and it is just, it's a hoot. It is just a really good time. Obviously, very family friendly. This will be from 5 to 8 tomorrow evening, Friday evening. If you're looking for something just a little different, that's a lot of fun for the entire family and can raise help raise money for a terrific cause. And we'll talk with Christine about this. But the Jana Marie Foundation does... I think there's some misperceptions out there in talking with my wife. They are a nationally recognized organization. They are not nationally supported. But they're getting no... like, every now and then it's like, hey, the Jana Marie Foundation gets recognized for as one of the top organizations doing this in mental health or providing trainings. And it's like, yeah, that's awesome. And, oh, man, they get a lot of national support. No. There's a difference there between support and recognition. They do get recognized a lot, but the financial support really does exclusively come from here, and they are absolutely committed to providing all of their programming, all of their trainings, free of cost to the kiddos. They run a bunch of camps over the summer, a bunch of opportunities for kids to come in and just have a good time with our various artistic events, playing games, that sort of thing. But there's obviously some substantial costs, and so they try to be very creative with a lot of the fundraising opportunities. But these are critical fundraising opportunities for the work that the Jana Marie Foundation does. So if you, again, are looking for something fun, a little different, and that can go to directly improve the overall mental health awareness and the mental health well-being of young people right here in Center County, and now doing a little bit of work in neighboring counties, this is a great opportunity to come out, show your support. There's a lot of discussion. Man, we need to support mental health. And then, hey, do you want to give to mental health? Well, no, I'm tied up. I got other, well, either it's a priority or it's not. And if it is, and again, this is a really good time out at the State College Alliance Church that will occur tomorrow evening from 5 to 8. Again, we'll talk with Christine Hughes much more about that coming up in the final segment of this hour. It is also, ladies and gentlemen, National Avocado Day.
Oh, boy.
I mean, does it get any better
than
that?
Get out the toast.
Let's do it upright. National Avocado Day. It is also National Chili Dog Day.
Ooh, I like
those. Into some pretty good celebrations. And it's National Raspberry Cake Day. I'm good with that.
All right.
I like raspberries and I like cake.
That one's different. All right.
It is also National Intern Day. And, dear Kenai, this day is for you. It is National Mutt Day.
Oh,
so
perfect.
If you have a mutt, which we do, go celebrate your mutt today.
Has to be a mutt.
A mutt.
Not a purebred dog.
Nope. This is a day for the mutts.
Okay, it's got to be a mutt. So, well, is my dog a mutt? He's a mix. I wouldn't call that a mutt. I have no idea. We'll just go home and have fun. I don't know. All right, friends, a lot of things. First off, weather. Let's say sayonara to the heat dome. Goodbye, heat dome. All right, today going to be supposed to be rainy, probably mainly this afternoon. Now, weather forecasting is interesting. All right, it just is. You know, things, if you take the time to compare and so on, things change over time. I checked different weather forecasts a couple of days ago. We were supposed to get a decent amount of rain today, the prediction. All right, it was supposed to be over an inch here where we are. This morning I check it, it's way down. We're supposed to get some rain, but not nearly that much.
I'm okay with that.
My farmer friends would like to get a good soaking. I mean, they would. Passing by some dry, spiky cornfields and so on. We're going to get some, but it's not supposed to be nearly as bad. Now, here's the thing. If today you're hopping in the car or whatever and you're driving south or southeast, those folks are supposed to get a lot more rain. It's supposed to be much more, I guess, stormy down there. Southern part of the state down to Maryland. Head down toward York, Harrisburg, Lancaster, Philadelphia, and over in that direction. So if you're going to be driving today in those areas, pay attention. All right. You might be driving into something. All right, so, and it's supposed to be mostly this afternoon into tonight, might be a little bit into tomorrow morning, but mostly later on today. I know for me, I was out in the heat dome yesterday. I'm thinking, okay, it's going to rain a lot, so I hop on the lawn tractor. I mowed my whole lawn. It looks great. It's awesome. And now here comes the rain. And then starting tomorrow, like for the next full week, weather's going to be great. All right, for all these weekend activities like the hobby horse.
Oh, yeah.
All right, tomorrow evening. Let's mention the Bellefonte Arts and Crafts Fair.
Oh, yeah.
Is tomorrow and Saturday, sponsored by Historic Bellefonte Incorporated. 98.7 The Fox will be there in Bellefonte. I guess our guy A.J. Roberts will be there with periodic updates tomorrow and Saturday. That's just a fun event. All
yeah,
right.
Very good time.
Arts and crafts fair, and of course, food. All right, got to have food.
Well, yeah.
All right, now we mentioned yesterday, National Night Out. Let's plan ahead. Now, this is on Tuesday. of next week, Tuesday, afternoon, I guess you would say. And there are at least a couple of these. Now, I still, maybe I just missed it. I don't see anything for State College. We are involved with the National Night Out event, along with the Spring Township Police Department. And police departments usually are the ones that kind of run or sponsor these things. This event is going to be this Tuesday, the 5th, from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the Giant food store along the Benner Pike near I-99 heading into Bellefonte and so on. Again, 98.7 The Fox will do some periodic updates from that event that evening. Again, right now the weather looks terrific for like early next week. So hopefully maybe we will see you there. Now, down the road, Bellefonte Police Department are doing their own National Night Out event at Talleyrand Park. And that's essentially the same time. It's going to be Tuesday the 5th, starting at 5, maybe 7:30, 8 o'clock for a wrap-up. You know, lots of activities and, of course, food and all that sort of stuff. Some of these will have, like, emergency vehicles will be there. I think the Bellefonte one, they're going to have a helicopter there.
Well, that's cool.
You know, the emergency-type, you know, helicopter and so on. So that's pretty cool stuff. All right, so again, the weather right now for Tuesday looks great. So, and you don't have to just be from Bellefonte or from Spring Township to take part in these events. Anybody can come and show up. All right, that's fine. Again, I thought State College was doing something, but if it's out there, I can't find it. If somebody knows, 814-954-7266. All right, now for State College Borough, we're going to mention they've got an event actually today. Today at SCLO Library, the State College Police are doing a meet and greet for kids. This will be today at 2:30 p.m. at SCLO Library.
Actually, that isn't until the last day of the month, dude. I mean, that's...
Well, that's today.
Yeah. What?
Tomorrow's August.
July is going to be gone!
Tomorrow's August. I'm terribly sorry.
Man.
State College's Community Relations Officer, Kylene Abramson, is going to be doing a fun thing for kids today. She's going to do, sort of a, here's some of the gear that police officers use. All right, that's kind of neat. They're going to have some police vehicles there. Uh-oh, and it says kids can pick up their very own police swag bag.
Hey.
I'm trying to think.
Swag.
What's in a police swag bag? Your own set of handcuffs or something? Okay, that could go weird. So we're going to leave it alone. This is for kids ages 3 and up. So, and again, and you don't have to be from State College. Anybody can go. SCLO Library today at 2:30 for that fun event. All right, there we go. All right, okay. This is especially one for my buddy here. We have a big oops.
Yeah.
Okay, we got a big oops. If you notice this in the news, somebody really messed up here. Uh-huh. I don't know what happened. Now, these, you know, if you go to a grocery store, convenience store, there are so many kinds of drinks these days. This is not the old days. In the old days, it was soda, it was tea, it was water, and that was probably about it. Remember that? All right. Now, different sodas, obviously.
Well, they had milk and lemonade in the day, too.
All right. I put lemonade with tea. Okay.
All right.
Now, of course, they've got these specialty drinks, you know, so-called energy drinks. And if in certain locations, we could call them spiked drinks.
Oh!
Yeah. Okay. Got his attention.
Yeah.
Well, be careful. Maybe what you're drinking.
Oh.
There's a brand called High Noon.
High Noon?
You familiar with that? I've never bought this. High Noon announced yesterday it is voluntarily recalling its Beach Variety 12 packs. Now, this would be a spiked drink. All right? It doesn't say exactly here what's in it other than alcohol is in it. Okay, this is a spiked drink. Beach Variety 12 packs. They're recalling them because the plant that makes them or supplies them somehow accidentally labeled them as Celsius energy drinks. Now, energy drinks, you may not agree with this, but energy drinks have no alcohol in them. Okay? They're just spiked with, I don't know, caffeine or something. Again, I don't do this stuff. I'd probably be peeling myself off the ceiling if I drank one of these things. Somehow this plant accidentally put spiked drinks into the energy drink cans and then sent them onto the stores. Oops. Hey, Marge, boy, this energy drink is really giving me a kick. Whoa! Now, apparently, this only happened last week. Apparently, they were sent out between July 21st and July 23rd. So this was that a week ago, roughly, all right? So they sent these out, and then afterwards they realized, uh-oh.
Oh boy!
You got to run out for an energy drink now. Where's your medicated drink? I don't even see it here. All right, now I've got some bad news for you. All right,
I don't want they
have
bad
a,
news.
They have a list of states here, and unfortunately, Pennsylvania is not on the list. I'm terribly sorry. Now it says here New York's on the list. You could drive up to New York and get these today, maybe. Ohio's on the list. You could drive over to Ohio and get these today. Florida, Michigan, Virginia, South Carolina, Oklahoma, and Wisconsin got the mislabeled drinks. Okay, and so they're working really hard to get these back so that somebody doesn't accidentally buy an energy drink and, oh, man, this is really going to kick. You know, watch out. No, that's bad. So we're okay here. Watch out in other places. All right, what else do we have here? All right, would you like some super intelligence?
I would just take intelligence at this point. I mean, that sounds wonderful.
No, this is super intelligence.
I don't know if I can handle that.
Like Superman or something like that. I tell you what, it must be interesting to have loads and loads and loads and loads of money. All right, that is not me, okay, not even close. Mark Zuckerberg has loads and loads and loads and loads of money. This is Meta or Facebook, whatever name you want to go with. Apparently, his new big thing is called super intelligence. Now, yes, this is tied to AI, artificial intelligence. But Meta thinks they have a better way. All right. I'm looking at a story here. Zuckerberg says he envisions a future when everyone can have a, quote, personal super intelligence. Like you can have your very own, and it would be built into things like smart glasses. All right, Meta's been kind of pushing those for a while. So even if you don't wear glasses, this would be like, I don't know, sunglasses or something. Smart glasses that somehow make you smart. It says here, helps you achieve your goals. Okay. Now, we've mentioned this before. Meta, again, has got loads and loads and loads of money. And they've been out there essentially poaching. They've been spending big money on, you know, really smart scientific people and so on, trying to, you know, getting them to come over and work for Meta. And they've been throwing around the money like crazy. They are really invested in this. There's one report from an outlet that says apparently one offer to some of these really smart science people was $1 billion over several years. So in other words, you go work for Meta on the super intelligence project, and over several years, they will pay you $1 billion with a B dollars. Okay. Now, either this really is the next big thing, or this Zuckerberg guy. Now, keep in mind, all right, it used to just be Facebook. And then they changed their name. Remember? They changed their name to Meta. Because Zuckerberg was all into virtual reality. Remember that? Virtual reality is the next big thing. People wearing those goofy goggles, and it's like you're in a different world. And Zuckerberg went in hook, line, and sinker. And now it's been several years, and not really.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He made a bet, and not necessarily a very good bet. Well, now he's making a new bet. He's betting on AI. He's betting on what he calls super intelligence. First off, if you're an AI expert, man, this is your time. I mean, some of these big wigs like Zuckerberg and I guess Jeff Bezos and probably Elon Musk, you know, these guys with mega millions of dollars, they're willing to blow it on you if you can show them how to make AI wonderful for the rest of us. Okay, well, I'm a little old for that. That's not particularly me. But if you're a computer scientist, this could be your era, all right? I don't know that stuff. But other than that, I'm thinking, okay, hold on. I like AI a lot. I use it regularly now for research.
Oh, yeah.
And other folks use it for writing things and making pictures and doing bad stuff and, blah, 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 blah. So watch out, I guess, for this term, super intelligence. You can have your own super intelligence. Even for me, I'm dumb as a brick. So there we go. And I wear regular glasses, by the way. I don't know if I need smart glasses. I'm not that smart.
Well,
all right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll have our sports segment. A lot of things going on there. We'll have our guest coming on later this hour. Then we'll have some open line time. Yes, plenty of controversies out there. Some that just won't go away.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll take a break and we'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Fun? Join me in the Janamarie Foundation for the second annual Hobby Horse Derby. It's this Friday from 5 to 8 at the Alliance Church and State College. Kids of all ages, that includes you adult friends, are welcome to join this event. It is sure to bring a smile to your faces. You can see me in the one-eyed horse and you can even compete against us.
The Janamarie Foundation continues to do amazing work promoting the importance of good mental health for our youth and our community. You can get all of the info and sign up for the Hobby Horse Derby by going to JanamarieFoundation.org. Don't miss out on the fun at the Alliance Church and State College this Friday from 5 to 8 at 1221 West Whitehall Road. A special thanks to Happy Valley Adventure Bureau for its support.
That's the second annual Hobby Horse Derby. Host time starts at 5 p.m. Friday at the Alliance Church and State College. I really hope to see you there.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick-connect load and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hey, you! Why aren't you helping hang this drywall?
Because I'm the plumber.
How am I supposed to know that?
See? It's right here on my shirt.
Oh, yeah. Now I see it. It's hard to tell who works for me and who doesn't.
I had that problem, too, until I had company shirts printed. Now, it's not a problem.
That's just what I need. Where did you get your shirts printed?
Pamp. They did a great job, and now I can spot my employees right away.
Hey, Joe!
What?
Call Pamp and get those shirts printed for the crew ASAP.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfon Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfon. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfon, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at BelfontFair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It is a Thursday morning edition of Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff and Scott with you. We'll be talking some Hobby Horse Derby coming up in our next segment. Some open phone time rolling your way in the 9 o'clock hour as we hurtle toward the weekend. And we take a check of sports. We're going to give you lots of the themes for upcoming Penn State sporting events, most notably Penn State football and Penn State women's volleyball. They have released their schedule of the themes for their games, home games, in the upcoming season. The Penn State-Nevada game, that would be the opener for the Nittany Lions coming up on August 30th. Be a 3:30 kickoff, by the way, at Beaver Stadium. That is the 107K family reunion game.
Okay.
In other words, right. they want you to sell out the opener.
So it's still 107,000?
Ish. I mean, not quite this season.
Yeah,
no.
I was going to say, it's not going to be. I drove past the stadium actually yesterday. And, of course, yeah. They're putting up these, they call them temporary stands.
Yes.
On the west side. I'm thinking, woo, first off, man, that's way up there, isn't it?
It is.
And there's no press box there anymore.
Yeah.
So they're still a long way from done, but I didn't think it was 100. Okay, we'll pretend it's still 107.
Yes. Okay. Now, there will be well over 107,000 in the parking lots.
Lot.
Probably
yeah.
be about, I don't know, 150, 160, somewhere in that yes. neighborhood. Enjoying the pregame and, in some cases, postgame festivities. The Florida International game, that would be game two on September 6th, noon kickoff at Beaver Stadium. That is the Thon game, and Penn State football will partner with Thon to raise money and awareness for one of the great events that Penn State does each year. The kiddos do that, students. Penn State-Villanova game on September 13th will be the All-U Day. It'll have a different feel, I suspect, today. This is where they recognize all of the Commonwealth campuses, such as they are.
Yeah,
for this year and next.
That could be interesting.
And then that number will be reduced in the following
couple
seasons.
Years, yeah.
Northwestern game on October 11th. That will be the homecoming game, and that is now the stripe-out game. The Indiana game will be the helmet stripe game and will be the Military Appreciation Day. That's on November 8th. Of course, Nebraska will be Senior Day on November 22nd. And, of course, the whiteout we already knew, September 27th. Come on, Ducks. Come on in.
Come on in.
And get what you should get. big game. That one is going to have all kinds of hype. Possibly we could have a matchup of top five teams there at Beaver Stadium in the opening conference game of the year for the highly lauded in the preseason Nittany Lions. Penn State Women's Volleyball announcing its promotional and match theme schedule for the upcoming year as well. The Nittany Lions will have their whiteout match against Wisconsin. That'll be on Friday, October 10th. And the Dig Pink event will be against Rutgers on Friday, October 24th. Of course, the Nittany Lions coming off a national championship campaign, and expectations are once again very high for the upcoming season. The championship banner, by the way, will be raised at the home opener against Kentucky, which will be on Friday, September 5th. And Penn State will host USC on September 26th. That'll be the first ever Team Ream match. Team Ream, of course, established to honor the legacy of Brandon Ream, Penn State football player. That organization will be looking to raise awareness and funding for the fight against cancer. Brandon Ream lost his life to cancer and has been an inspiration to many, many, many folks in this area and beyond. Also, the Nittany Lions women's volleyball Fawn match will be against UCLA on September 28th. And that is the schedule. There's also Military Appreciation Day against Ohio State on Sunday, November 16th. Family and Friends Day will be the match against Maryland on November 23rd. That will also be Senior Day for the Nittany Lions. All right, Manny Jackson's two-out, two-run double in the sixth, giving the State College Spikes the lead. And then Devin Bade with the heartbreaker for State College, a three-run walk-off double in the ninth, and the Keys win it 8-7 to take the first two in that series. Jackson's clutch double had put the Spikes ahead 7-5 going into the bottom of the ninth, and that's when heartbreak struck for State College. Two teams will wrap up that series, with State College trying to salvage the final game. That'll be a noon start today in Frederick. Michael Quevedo will get the start for State College. Jake Hunter will be the starting pitcher for the Keys. Then a three-game trip to West Virginia to take on the Black Bears this weekend. And then State College will have a seven-game homestand starting Monday, August 4th, and running through Sunday, August 10th. All right, big news for trade deadline again, and Major League Baseball is today at 6 o'clock. I think we've got a lot more still coming down the pike, but yesterday the Pittsburgh Pirates sent third baseman Key Brian Hayes to the Cincinnati Reds. The Buccos receive lefty reliever Taylor Rogers and shortstop prospect Sammy Stafora and cash. In the exchange, the 28-year-old Hayes has been a fantastic defender and not great at the plate over the course of his Pirates career. I think this is a good move for both organizations, at least on paper. Buccos also yesterday sending lefty reliever Caleb Ferguson to the Seattle Mariners for minor league right-hander Jeter Martinez. Ferguson had signed a one-year deal with the Pirates and had given some stability to that bullpen, and good acquisition there for the Mariners. Martinez, reading up on him, has some power, brings the fastball, has a fastball in the mid 90s, but a little erratic. Need to get the throws a little more on target here to make this a good acquisition for the beloved Buccos. Meanwhile, Henry Davis driving in O'Neill Cruz, thanks in part to not great fielding by the San Francisco Giants in the top of the 10th. It was a grounder back to the pitcher, and instead of throwing home, and I think they had O'Neill Cruz dead to rights, he turns and tries to throw to second. Well, he does throw to second. He didn't just try. He threw. But the runner was going, so they're safe there. They don't get the double play. They did get the out at first. They got Davis. But Cruz scores what turns out to be the winning run. Oops. Giants unable to get a run across in the bottom of the 10th, and the Buccos win it 2-1 to complete the three-game sweep. Mike Burrows with another quality start. He allowed just one run on three hits with seven strikeouts in his six innings. Spencer Horwitz swinging a good bat. He went 2-for-4 with an RBI. The Bucks will have today off, and then we'll open a series. Come on! Take advantage of this, Pittsburgh, They take on the Rockies in Denver in a three-game weekend series starting tomorrow night. Come on. Now, you would have thought the Phillies could take advantage of having a opportunity here against the White Sox, but they end up losing 2 of 3 as Chicago takes the series finale 9-3 yesterday, beating up on the Phillies bullpen. Philadelphia gives up 7 runs in the 7th inning, and that is what propels the White Sox to the victory. 6 of those runs coming off of Phillies reliever Max Lazar in just a third of an inning in that 7th. That's what we call not a quality outing by Mr. Lazar for the Phillies. And so Philadelphia unable to take advantage of the Mets getting swept by the Padres. San Diego shutting out New York 5-0 in the series finale yesterday, but the Mets maintain a half-game lead over the Phillies because Philadelphia loses 2 of 3 to the White Sox. Ugh. Now, you may be saying to yourself, Self, man, those Phillies need some help in the bullpen. It's arrived. Johan Duran is now a Philadelphia Philly. Big trade with the Minnesota Twins yesterday. This is a closer. I mean, the definitive closer for Philadelphia. He'll come in and shut things down in the 9th. Minnesota gets right-hander Mick Abel, who had been speculated to be trade bait for, well, pretty much the entire season. Catcher Eduardo Tate also part of that trade, but this feels like a difference maker for Philadelphia. Again, this is a closed-down closer that the Philadelphia Phillies had been seeking, and they pull the trigger, make the deal with the Minnesota Twins yesterday. But stay alert. Might the Phillies get another big bat? And what all might the Pirates do today? stay tuned. There's all kinds of speculation out there about what the Phillies may do to get another bat. And the Pirates, who knows? I mean, virtually everybody is probably on the table here for the Pirates, and we'll just have to see what all shakes out here over the next 9 hours and 20 minutes or so.
You got it down to the minute.
Yeah.
Holy moly. Yeah, my Orioles are supposed to do some wheeling dealing. It's interesting. The weak spot for the Orioles this year has been consistent pitching. Now, yesterday they came so close to a 4-game sweep of Toronto, but the pitching gave up 9 runs. Now, the Orioles scored 8, and they gave up 9. And it's interesting. They've done a little wheeling and dealing. They're getting rid of pitchers. Now, maybe that's intentional. Like, okay, why don't you go over here now?
Yeah.
Center fielder Cedric Mullins is supposed to be trade bait. He made a phenomenal catch at the fence yesterday.
Unbelievable. Robbed a home run. Spectacular.
He's fast. He's a great fielder. Not a great batter. All right. Not great at the plate.
Yeah.
Here, now, again, there's supposed to be probably lots of deals today, different teams and so on. Watch out for guys that are in the final year of their contract.
Yep.
And in the idea of, you know, Cedric Mullins is in the final year of his current contract. And so, in other words, when the season's over, this guy could be a, you know, free agent and so on. And so the thought with some of these general managers is probably, okay, do we really think we can sign this guy when the season's over? Let's see if we can get something for him now. And then they make a trade. So watch some of these, whatever happens between now and 6 o'clock. And then hopefully the reporters covering this stuff kind of dig in a little further. Okay, is this guy in the last year of his contract? Maybe that is the reason Team A decided to dump him. Rather than, hey, we're looking for something. It might be, we're not going to sign this guy.
in, you know, and when the season's over, let's get something for him now. Prospects, cash, I don't know, something.
Yep.
All right. Watch out for that today. I think, again, that Cedric Mullins catch was great. And then one line from a story last night, will that be the last great catch he had in an Orioles uniform? I'm like, oh, for God's sakes. All right. Come on.
Well, Mike Yastrzemski had a great one against the Pirates yesterday, too. The Giants right fielder. Just phenomenal. Dove into the netting there.
Ooh.
down the just a spectacular catch. Jumped over the wall into foul territory, but jumps over the wall and the net prevents him from falling onto the ground on the other side.
Right.
But he's like, yeah, holding it up. He's like, yep, I got it. Yeah, great catch.
Good
catch. Yeah, Pirates will be interesting. I'm assuming Isaiah Kiner-Falefa is going to be traded somewhere. Tommy Pham is certainly a likely candidate. And then the big question is who, if any, and presumably somebody will go within that pitching rotation and or bullpen. David Bednar, Dennis Santana, drawing a lot of interest, and certainly Mitch Keller has been much speculated here. So, again, we'll have, I suspect, lots of news to report tomorrow. On the other side of this timeout,
let's go.
It is Hobby Horse Derby time. We're going to talk with Christine Hughes of the Jana Marie Foundation next on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. DebtFix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for DebtFix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call DebtFix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. DebtFix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for DebtFix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call DebtFix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
And really fun? Join me and the Jana Marie Foundation for the second annual Hobby Horse Derby. It's this Friday from 5 to 8 at the Alliance Church and State College. Kids of all ages, that includes you adult friends, are welcome to join this event. It is sure to bring a smile to your faces. You can see me in the one-eyed horse, and you can even compete against us.
The Jana Marie Foundation continues to do amazing work promoting the importance of good mental health for our youth and our community.
You can get all of the info and sign up for the Hobby Horse Derby by going to JanaMarieFoundation.org. Don't miss out on the fun at the Alliance Church and State College this Friday from 5 to 8 at 1221 West Whitehall Road. A special thanks to Happy Valley Adventure Bureau for its support.
That's the second annual Hobby Horse Derby. Post time starts at 5 p.m. Friday at the Alliance Church and State College. I really hope to see you there.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an Insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an Insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
98.7 The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Thursday as we hurtle ever closer to the weekend and the good times that come with it. And part of the good times this weekend here in the Valley of Happiness, it is the second annual Hobby Horse Derby. This year it'll be held at the State College Alliance Church off of Whitehall Road, West Whitehall Road. Christine Hughes with the Jana Marie Foundation, kind enough to join us in studio this morning. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
We appreciate it, appreciate everything that Jana Marie Foundation does. Of course, full disclosure, if you're new to the program, Jana Marie Foundation founded and run by my wife, but Christine and I go way back, classmates at State College, greatest class ever.
You
class
actually
of
admit that, Christine?
Oh yes, I'm right there with him, greatest class ever.
It really was. We had a great class. Let's talk about this event, though, coming up tomorrow night. I want to start just, Christine, with, because I think one of the fun things that you and Marissa and the entire staff do is come up with these creative ways to get fundraising opportunities available, and this one certainly was fun. I want to go back just kind of how this came about, and then talk a little bit about last year's event and the reason we have a now second annual Hobby Horse Derby.
Sure, Jeff. Okay, this came about the way all really amazing ideas come about. Spur of the moment, we were sitting around the table at our old offices. Jana Marie Foundation had a large table. We were all there, and somebody stumbled upon hobby horse racing online, and we were watching it and laughing. And then, of course, your wife, who is brilliantly creative, had an idea like, hey, maybe we could do this for one of our events. And we also had a hobby horse named Buttercup propped in the corner of the office. So, of course, Joe jumps up, grabs it, and starts hobby horsing around the table. And it actually sort of caught on from there. We thought, this could really work. This could be fun.
Last year's event, I'm not sure what the expectations were. I will say my expectations were pretty low. I was excited to be asked to be involved, but it's like, we'll see. It really was just a blast. I'm not even sure the folks that were attending were anticipating they were going to have as good a time as it ended up being.
I totally agree with you, Jeff. I was wondering how we would pull this off, because as fun as it was in the office, I wasn't sure if it would carry over that way to the public. Tons of fun. I think it went as well as it possibly could have, and I have really high hopes for this year. I think it's going to be even better.
Well, and it did create, I mean, we had several people come up afterwards like, oh, I got to tell my friend. Like, they would love this. They have little girls. They have little boys. They would get a kick out of this. They love decorating. Mm-hmm. And then, again, we do some different events. So it's not so, lest you think it's just you get on your hobby horse, you know, you decorate your hobby horse. You can create the hobby horse of your dreams with this event. But we're not just racing around. There is that component to it, but there's really what I think is super fun is if you are not a competitive person, you're somebody that just, man, I just want to go out and have some fun. Boy, this is the event.
Yeah, this is all fun, all play. It's a good reminder that good mental health starts with, you know, kind of letting loose and just trying some new things and not worrying so much about the competition of it. This is not competitive. This is just an opportunity to go out and try some hobby horse jumps and some barrel racing. And we have some people doing freestyle and just kind of coming up with their own routine. Totally reminding us all, no matter what age you are, kids through adults, you're all welcome, and we'd welcome the opportunity to offer you a chance to play, have fun, and promote some good mental health.
Yeah, and I think adults may be surprised at how much they would enjoy actually doing this. Certainly the kids get right into it right away, and it was fun just seeing the different interpretations that they had for what a hobby horse should be doing and what they should be doing with the hobby horse. Just a whole lot of fun. But I think it is really a chance for adults to also just let your hair down. Go back to being a kid for a couple of hours and just have some fun.
Yes, and if you have kids that really want to do it and they want to do it with you, we have a team set up too, so the whole family could show up and just do it for fun. If you're a group of adults who think, that sounds kind of like a kick, you can all sign up and be an adult team. So everyone is welcome. And spectators, if you just think it would be cool to watch, please show up and spectate.
You would be right. It is cool to watch. It is a lot of fun to watch. Now, again, this is 5 to 8 tomorrow night at the Alliance Church in State College. Go over some details in terms of, all right, people arrive. What can they expect? How's the setup? And then we'll go over how they go about signing up for this.
Sure. Okay, so arrival time is at 5. And if anyone wants to make their own hobby horse because they want to do this, but they don't have a hobby horse, we're going to have a station available from 5 to however long, 5:45, for people to make hobby horses. Bring your own if you are an avid hobby horser and you have it. We will have music. We will have Sunset Slush Happy Valley providing treats for sale. And they're generous enough to give a little bit of that back to us in sales. So that's a lovely donation on their part. Around 6, we'll start the races, and we have 3 different fields. We're going to run through jumps and then the freestyle, which is kind of do your own thing in 2 minutes or less, probably more like a minute, actually. And then we'll do barrel racing, and we have some very cool barrels set up. They're kind of beautiful. Purple and green are colors.
Love it.
So I'm excited.
Yeah, should be, again, just a blast. You can show up at 5 or a little after it. You know, certainly if you're working till 5, it's like, oh, I had to be there at 5. No, you can get
anytime
there.
Anytime we welcome you.
Yes, absolutely anytime. We'll work you into the field here. So anytime.
May I add?
Yes.
We have an indoor air-conditioned area and of course, the outdoor racing area and an outdoor patio with tables. So you can make yourself comfortable anywhere you'd like. And for those people, last year we had a few grandparents who preferred to be in the AC. You can even pull your car up in a close parking lot and sit in the AC and just watch your grandkids race, if you prefer.
Not a bad idea at all. Although the weather, I mean, you planned this perfectly. It's like, hey, we got to get a day where it's not quite as hot and humid and not as rainy. And you're like, Friday, August 1st, boom, let's do it.
Yeah, you know, we requested that. And, you know, universe delivered.
Well done. No question about it. Where do folks go about signing up? And is it possible for folks if I'm not sure if I can go, I got to see what the schedule's like. Is it possible for them to just show up at 5 or any time before 6?
Yes. Anyone may just show up at 5, buy a ticket, and come on onto the grounds and watch. That is A-OK. We also have on our website, under events, you can look up Hobby Horse Derby and buy your tickets ahead of time, whether you want to race or watch.
And the website is?
JannaMarieFoundation.org.
Very, very difficult to remember. Janna Marie Foundation, that would be
just
the
Google
name
us.
Of the organization, .org. And you can also learn a lot more about all of the events that the Janna Marie Foundation holds throughout the course of the year. We're heading into... we're heading into a busy time in the fall, but there's really not a slow time anymore with the Janna Marie Foundation. But some big events coming up here in September that you can check out. And then for folks that don't know, again, we new listeners all the time. Give us a little capsule, anyway, of what the Janna Marie Foundation does and all of the different ways you impact youth in our community and then the community at large.
Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, so Janna Marie Foundation is focused on promoting good mental health and wellness, suicide prevention, and a host of programs that allow youth through adults to make connections and break down stigma around conversations about mental health. We really envision all of us working together to take emotional distress, and transform it into hope and resilience, and we put together events and programs and activities and courses that all do that in support of good mental health and wellness.
Yeah, it's making those connections and creating that awareness, both in others and in ourselves. And I think sometimes that's a big deal. Sometimes we forget, got to take care of myself, too, in this whole process.
Yeah, it can be tempting to just say, I'm going to kind of push this underground and forge ahead. But what we're saying is it's okay to talk about a struggle, a concern, whether it's your own or somebody you love, and by uncovering that, bringing that out of the silence, we have all sorts of ways we can help, support, and bring you into connection with other people that understand.
And again, you can check out all of the information at JannaMarieFoundation.org. They do a lot of trainings in the area for adults to know what to look for and to how to respond if somebody is in a crisis. But also just really good help in, before we get to the crisis stage, hey, these are things you can look for. These are ways you can help so that we don't get to a crisis situation.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, Jeff. We are really committed to upstream approaches where well before crisis happens, we're offering opportunities for someone to take a mental health first aid course or a question, persuade, refer for suicide prevention, or just we're in the schools and we're running programs so that kids have an opportunity to meet one another, make some friends, and feel like they belong.
Yeah.
And that makes a huge difference in everyone's lives.
Yeah, the connections are so important. And I think it's one of the neat things about the fundraising opportunities here, like the Hobby Horse Derby, is they really are all centered around that idea of creating community and making those connections and knowing, hey, there are others that are going through similar experiences, and it's okay. It's okay if you're having tough times. There's other people in that same boat. And if you're not having tough times, to reach out and recognize that, again, just like physical health, we're all on the spectrum somewhere, and nobody gets through without ever, you know, having some down times. And again, it's all on a scale, just like physical health. But I think making those connections and understanding where people may be on that spectrum is just so important. And I think it's why, these events are so neat, because it is a chance to raise money for a local organization. This is, all of the Janna Marie Foundation events for the kiddos are provided free of charge. That is not an easy thing to do, and it means you rely on donors and on fundraising events like this. But it's local people supporting a local organization.
Yeah, absolutely, Jeff. I would be remiss if I didn't point out that there's a lot of funding cuts happening with our nonprofit and nonprofits throughout the country. And it's at a time, particularly with mental health, where that's really in demand to have no cost, which is generally our programs, available to people who need some help. So anything that we can do to kind of make up the difference in that gap we anticipate seeing, and lots of our fellow amazing nonprofits anticipate seeing, that's something that's important to us. And this is a really kind of neat, fun, and different way to do that.
Yep. Again, this will be 5 to 8 tomorrow at the State College Alliance Church. That's the one off of Whitehall there, kind of between the Unimart and the car dealerships and Westerly Parkway down there. But on the if you're coming from like the State College Y, it would be on your right-hand side. Obviously, if you're coming the other way, it would be on your left-hand side. But it's the big church and a lot there, and we really hope to see a great turnout for tomorrow night's event. Looking forward to it. Anything that I didn't mention that you want to get out either about Jana Marie Foundation or tomorrow's event specifically?
Well, I would really love to thank our sponsors, Center Concrete, Center Hall Farm Store, and also Bob Langton, Keller Williams Realty. Without them, we really couldn't run this as efficiently and effectively. And, of course, you mentioned this, but Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, we got a grant from them that's helping us also put together a top-notch fun activity for a Friday night.
Yeah, that's it's a big deal. And if you're interested, give a little plug here, if you're interested in sponsoring other upcoming events for the Jana Marie Foundation, they certainly would love to talk with you because, again, this is a foundation that is working locally to help our young people with mental health. And I think it's one of those things everybody says, man, yep, mental health, it's really important. And then it's like, oh, yeah, I forgot about trying to support it in any way. And it's just, we need to do that. And, yeah. And it's just part of the awareness is, again, if you believe mental health is important for our young people, supporting some of these events and an organization like the Jana Marie Foundation is important. That's how you can show that, yeah, nope, I really do believe mental health is important for our young people.
Yeah, and if you are still not convinced and you want to show up with your best derby hat, we are giving a prize for best derby hat, and I'd like to give a shout-out to Center Boot Company for their very generous donation of a gift certificate, which is the prize.
Oh,
so check
I love
that out.
It. Very cool. So get your derby hats on and meet us tomorrow at the State College Alliance Church. Again, the fun gets underway at 5 o'clock. You're perfectly fine showing up anytime before 6. And really, if you can't show up until after 6, that's fine too. We'll figure it out and get you involved. But it'll go from 5 to 8 tomorrow at the State College Alliance Church, the second annual Hobby Horse Derby to benefit the Jana Marie Foundation. And again, you can get all of the information at Jana Marie Foundation. Foundation.org. That's Jana, J-A-N-A, MarieFoundation.org. Christine, thank you very much. Appreciate
thank
the
you,
time.
Jeff. Always great to see you. Classmate, old friend.
Yes, indeed. Looking forward to tomorrow night. Christine Hughes with the Jana Marie Foundation, and we will be right back with some open phone time on the other side of this break.
98.7 The Fox.
Looking for something a little different and really fun? Join me in the Jana Marie Foundation for the second annual Hobby Horse Derby. It's this Friday from 5 to 8 at the Alliance Church and State College. Kids of all ages, that includes you adult friends, are welcome to join this event. It is sure to bring a smile to your faces. You can see me in the one-eyed horse, and you can even compete against us.
The Jana Marie Foundation continues to do amazing work promoting the importance of good mental health for our youth and our community. You can get all of the info and sign up for the Hobby Horse Derby by going to JanaMarieFoundation.org. Don't miss out on the fun at the Alliance Church and State College this Friday from 5 to 8 at 1221 West Whitehall Road. A special thanks to Happy Valley Adventure Bureau for its support.
That's the second annual Hobby Horse Derby. Post time starts at 5 p.m. Friday at the Alliance Church and State College. I really hope to see you there.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an Insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an Insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from Pamp.
What's the name of Yun's team up there?
The Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfon Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfon. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfon, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at belfontfair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream, just down the street from Beaver Stadium and the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Fox State.
Let's talk here on a Thursday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line is now open and available for your use at 814-954-7266. 814-954-7266 gets you into the big show this morning.
Sometimes, folks, you just got to cut loose and have some fun. All right, what were we just talking about in that last segment?
Yes.
So if you're available tomorrow evening, go. It's a fun event. I was showing Christine the temperature, 74 degrees tomorrow.
Just the way they were.
And lower humidity, it's going to be about as perfect can get.
Yep.
So, and it's a Friday evening going into a weekend. Just go and just cut loose and have some fun.
And I'm telling you, if you don't have kids and you're like, do yourself a favor. If you're looking for something to do, obviously you have something on the schedule, fine. But I'm just telling you, you will have a blast watching the kids and adults, and we'd encourage more adults, just as Scott said. Get out of your comfort zone a little bit. Let your hair down. Have some fun. This is just such a fun event. Again, last year, my wife was telling me about this. I'm like, I can see where that has some potential, but it's one of those things you need everything to come together, and it just did. Everything clicked last year where the kids were like into it, and then I was having a blast. I'm calling the kids' names, and it's like, all right, and here's their horse, and they named their hobby horses. And as we went along, I think everybody started to just get looser and looser and have more and more fun. And I would just encourage you, if you're an adult, even if you have no kids, come out, check it out at the very least. But maybe get involved. Maybe this is, well, I mean, running around on a hobby horse, that's, we just had the discussion yesterday. Just generally speaking, we all need to get out of our comfort zone a little more often. And if getting out of your comfort zone is just having some fun, like what better way to get out of your comfort zone? Well, I'm not really one to have that type of fun. Try it. Give it a shot. And even if you're not willing to try it yourself, at least come out and watch these kids that are willing to do that. I'm going to tell you, it is impossible to come to this event tomorrow and leave without having smiled. At the very least, smile. Probably just outright laugh. But at the very least, I'm telling you, watching these kids and their hobby horses and these various courses, impossible. Like, simply impossible to not have a smile on your face. It is just nice to see kids being kids, allowing that imagination to come through, letting their own creativity come through. I can't tell you what a good time this is. And it's just something a little different. Again, there's a bunch of common ways that that we have fun over the summer. This is a little unique and just a whole lot of fun, and it is an important fundraiser for a very important organization doing great work with our young people and much needed work. Unfortunately, that the need is growing in this area and you know, really throughout the country and world. It's just the reality. We've got some people struggling to various degrees, and this is a way to truly go about helping them. Put your money where your mouth is if you believe that mental health is important to take care of our young people and our community at large. So combine all of that together and we'll see you there. The Alliance Church and State College tomorrow, that's just going to be fun.
Got a lot of folks. I don't want to be insulting here. That's not the intention. They're uptight. They're stressed out. I don't know. They're burned out. And so on. I've had those feelings, you know, from time to time. Okay, that's normal. But sometimes you just got to cut loose and have some fun. This sounds like a good old-fashioned, just fun event going into a weekend. We have too many folks that are just uptight. Just go do something, you know, goofy, silly, maybe. Hobby horse races, that's pretty silly. But at the end of the evening, you're like, hey, that was a lot of fun.
It is.
Cut loose. All right.
You will not be disappointed if you go. That's my promise. And the Alliance Church, if you don't know, you can put it into your GPS or whatever. It's 1221 West Whitehall Road in State College. 1221 West Whitehall Road. They'd like to have you sign up in advance. It helps just with the coordination. I have a blast kind of emceeing or doing the PA, if you will, for this event, and I love doing it. I mean, we just had such a good time doing it last year. So by signing up in advance, we just get that information. Now, again, if you are like, I can't really sign up because we're not sure how the day is going to go, that is fine. And we would welcome an influx of people who didn't sign up. We'll make it all work. That would be great. So if you're able to sign up, you're like, we're free tomorrow night, and this sounds like a great time. Let's sign up. Do that. But so I'd encourage you to sign up early if you can, if you know for sure you'll be able to make it. But don't let the fact that you didn't sign up in advance dissuade you from, now looking at the day and the way the schedule's broken, we could have gone, but we didn't sign up in advance. No, show up.
Just come.
That is fine. We're going to make it work. We're going to have a blast. We will handle it if there are hundreds of people that show up. That would be the dream. Oh, what? Hundreds? fantastic. The more people that show up, the better time we're going to have. So, again, if you don't sign up in advance and you're able to go, we still want to see you there tomorrow, anytime between 5 and 8. Ideally, if you can get there before 6, it's just going to give you a little more time to get the hobby horse properly decorated, properly named, and all of that stuff. But again, if you can't get there till after 6 and you're like, yeah, it sounds like a good time. I would have gone if I... Nope, show up whenever. We will make it work. The one thing I can assure you over the years that the Jan Marie Foundation does an exceptional job at is adjusting accordingly. So do not let schedules or anything else dissuade you from showing up at any time tomorrow between 5 and 8.
All right. Too many uptight people. Just cut loose and have some fun. Now, let's flip the coin.
All right.
Too many uptight people.
Yeah.
All right. Some of this stuff, I am amazed that either it won't go away or it's actually getting worse. I don't understand. The Kiss Cam controversy won't go away. Okay? All right? If somehow you've been living in a cave or something the last several weeks, this is from a couple of weeks ago at a Coldplay concert. A CEO of a company and his head of HR, and they are not married. They were clearly cheating on their spouses, but they went to this concert, and they got their arms all around each other. And Coldplay, this is not new. They do this thing where they have the Kiss Cam, where people with, you know, the TV cameras are going around the crowd looking for obvious couples. And then the idea is when you're on the Kiss Cam, you're supposed to give your honey a little smooch or something like that, and people cheer and so on. Well, this CEO and his head of HR had their hands all over each other. The Kiss Cam finds them, puts them up on the giant screen. It's been parodied a lot over the last couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just all kinds of people. The Philly Fanatic and his date did it, you know, a couple of weeks ago, their own version. And it led to it was bad publicity for the company that these people worked for. This guy was the CEO and his head of HR. All right. And now both of them have resigned their positions, either because they were embarrassed or they were forced out, either one. Now, this is not true yet. I saw this story yesterday. This is a rumor at this point. The ex-CEO allegedly is going to file suit. Now, he's not going to apparently file suit against his now former company for cutting him loose, okay? Allegedly, this hasn't apparently happened yet. He's going to file suit against Coldplay, the band that did the concert a couple of weeks ago, because of this Kiss Cam promotion or maneuver that they do. Allegedly, this ex-CEO is going to sue the band for him losing his job. Now, when we think a CEO is a chief executive officer, all right, of a company or, you know, various groups and so on, when we see somebody who's a CEO, we think this is a pretty smart person. If it's a guy or gal, whoever, this must be a really smart person to get up to the CEO level. No. In a word, no. If this actually happens, this lawsuit doesn't have a prayer. Again,
well, I sure hope
it,
not.
No, come
I
on.
Sure
this has
hope not.
No chance of actually getting this guy what he apparently wants, you know, money or something like that, okay? This has no chance. I really have to wonder if this is one of these situations where a lawyer starts whispering in your ear, hey, I think we've got a case. All right, let's take him to court. And remember, you won't pay anything until we get money for you. And the lawyer, like, points at you. All right, we've seen those TV ads. All right, I really wonder if a lawyer somehow is convincing this ex-CEO guy, yeah, let's go get him. All right, we can do this. I won't charge you anything unless we get winnings. Could a CEO be that dumb to think that this actually is going to succeed? Maybe. I mean, maybe. Don't know what the ex-head of HR is going to do. I have no idea what she's going to do. All right? Maybe the two of them, and again, they were both married, and they were having an affair, and it was there for everybody to see. Boom. I'm assuming divorce proceedings have already begun. I don't know. I'm not going to dig that far into it. That's a little personal. But just, it's like, I saw this story yesterday, like, are you kidding? He's going to sue the band because of what they did at that concert. He doesn't, there's no prayer here. None. All right. Now, if you disagree, 814-954-7266. Maybe we have an attorney listening and you think you could actually put together a case. I would love to hear your strategy. All right. That would be really interesting. I don't think Coldplay has anything to worry about. Then we got the Sydney Sweeney stuff. Oh, for goodness sakes. Come on. All right. This controversy about attractive young actress Sydney Sweeney.
I would use air quotes around controversy.
Well,
the number of people that are actually... I get that there are people that have voiced their concerns. And there was somebody that was... somebody with ESPN.
Oh, boy. This could be
said they were mortified.
Mortified.
By a jeans commercial. This is so far beyond absurd that this has become a farce unto itself. Because the idea that we don't recognize... that human beings don't recognize attractive people as being attractive. And that's what they're trying to, I guess, fight against is, well, no, you should not recognize. Well, good luck with that. The eyes will tell the story. And it's like, well, yeah, no, she's attractive. And fortunately, I think, if anything, those that wanted this to be result in some sort of condemnation of American Eagle. It has backfired big time.
Well, we'll see.
Apparently, yeah. These jeans. Well, no, we have already
you got
seen,
the numbers.
Yes, that the sales are going through the roof.
I didn't see that part. Okay.
And I got to be honest with you, if not for the so-called controversies, just horrible that you would say good genes for an attractive person.
Great
genes. As if it can't be... Yes, this happens to be a white blonde woman. You would say the exact same thing if it was an attractive black woman, if it was an attractive... Asian male. It was attractive people. We recognize. Yeah, they got good genes. You kind of won the lottery there.
Yeah,
with
there
yes,
go.
It's just this right. is so far beyond absurd.
We're going to take a break. I'm going to bring up a couple things. I'm going to make somebody angry. All right, not intentionally, because again, from a few minutes ago, some folks, you allow yourselves to get so uptight over some things, you just need to go cut loose and have some fun, like going to tomorrow night's event. All right, there we go. Or other things, wherever you are. We're going to take a break. I mean, there were two things yesterday that I noticed. One just made me shake my head like, oh, come on. And then the other one actually made me think a little bit, like, what's he talking about? Well, we'll take a break. You have to stay tuned. We'll let you know. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. And while we're doing this, if you've got a comment or an opinion, we got our phone line. We'll mention it in a bit. We'll be back with more right after this.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control?
It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388. Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfont Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfont. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfont, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at BelfontFair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Thursday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line is available for you at 814-954-7266. Just staying with this so-called controversy over the Sidney Sweeney ad for American Eagle.
Blue jeans.
I don't think, had it not been for the controversy, I don't even think I would have seen the ad. I was not aware of this ad until it started getting all over the news that then there's some people upset. I still wonder how many people are actually upset about it. I think it is a really small handful. Now, I think it's some with some big platforms, and that's why it is getting some attention. But I just, my guess is over 90% of human beings recognize if you were presented with this ad, it'd be like, well, yeah, there's nothing fascist about it. There's nothing, like, how would you even get to that? And the one line that just stood out, so I finally found, it's an ESPN contributor. I'm not sure he's actually an ESPN employee, but he does writing that gets picked up for ESPN. I think he might be a freelance guy. But David Dennis Jr. is the guy's name. And I just want to read what Dennis wrote. Now, this was on Blue Sky. I don't even know what Blue Sky is, but this is...
Blue Sky is the politically liberal version of Twitter.
Okay. So, thank you, because I'm not even... I'm out of it. So, David Dennis Jr. writes on Blue Sky. I'm going to read this just directly. Quote, "I didn't think anything of the Sidney Sweeney ads, but then actual scholars on messaging, eugenics, and fascism explained what was going on. And then, yes, I understood, and I became pretty mortified, because, hey, sometimes it's good to listen to experts," unquote. Now, can we just carry that out? When you are looking at something, and it's like, good-looking woman, looks like comfortable jeans, and then you go on with your life, and then somebody says, "Whoa, dude, I'm an expert. That was fascist. Oh, well, I better listen to you. That was fascist. I didn't even know. Oh, thank you for explaining it to me." Instinctively, I'm just telling you, most of us have kind of that common sense gene. Not everybody, I get it, but a lot of us, it's like, I'm just telling you, when you trust the experts, just no matter what, they're the experts. Well, the experts told us that masks aren't going to work in the pandemic. Initially, the experts were telling you, you can wear a mask, but it's not going to do anything. Then, the experts, you got to listen to the experts, they know. The experts said, well, no, you have to wear the mask. We won't let you out in public without the mask. But you told us a couple of months ago, well, no, the experts now are telling you, and now we have the data going back on it. And many of us were saying at the time, well, why did you tell us a couple of months ago that we wouldn't be doing anything by wearing those masks? And what has changed? Nothing has actually changed except what you're telling us. The vaccine. When the vaccine came out, Rachel Maddow, I'll never forget the clip of Rachel Maddow telling her audience, this is the way it works. You take the vaccine and it stops it cold. Nobody can get the disease. You can't get to the disease and you can't pass it. It just stops it. And again, instinctively, it's like, well, there's no way we could possibly know that. This was rushed through. We're hoping, and maybe you're right, but it's impossible. And there's no, there will be no negative consequences. You couldn't possibly, there's no way in a few months we've developed enough data to know whether or not, we might be guessing, we might think we have, there's no way you could definitively know any of this stuff just yet. We don't. It's impossible for us to have the data. It's just been developed.
Well, the experts are telling you, Ironhead, you got to listen to the expert.
No. Every now and then, you can... The experts were telling us tariffs. Look out. Donald Trump is ruining the economy. Stocks are going to completely tank. Inflation is going to skyrocket unlike anything we've ever seen in American history. This is going to be a summer of just...
Stocks are at an all-time high.
The inflation rate is basically unchanged.
2.1%.
Well, you got to listen to the experts. You got to be careful. When somebody's telling you they're an expert, that's when the alarms should be going off.
Well, the climate experts are telling you, Ironhead.
I just read a story, I think it was in Penn Live yesterday. Matter of factly, it was on the potential for flooding in rivers, and it's, well, climate scientists say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Yeah.
Well, yes, at some point we are going to have another, well, it's because of, we're having more events and they're more catastrophic than ever, and it's all because of climate change. That's just a fact. That's what the experts would tell you. Joe Bastardi, who is an expert but doesn't claim to be an expert, actually gathers all of the data, takes a look at all of the information, and it's like, well, you know, this oceanic volcanic activity might actually have a bigger impact. Nope, we're an expert. We've told you what you need to believe. If an expert is telling you, you just need to believe this because I'm an expert. No thanks. Not interested. And I just want to go back. What David Dennis Jr. is telling you is, I'm not going to rely on what my instincts tell me. I'm not going to rely on my actual reaction. I'm going to let other people decide for me whether or not I should be mortified. And they're telling me I should be mortified, so now I am mortified.
Oh, boy.
Well, that is, I'm sorry, that is absurd.
Well, I'm going to go back to the word uptight. We've got some folks that are needlessly uptight, and this is just a perfect example of that. This shouldn't be a controversy at all. It should be a bunch of ads with a young Hollywood actress, and she's modeling blue jeans, and she's obviously very attractive and so on, and slightly suggestive, if you will, all right? They're trying to sell blue jeans. That's it.
Fascists.
That's it. And we've got these. Now I've got a story here from the Daily Wire. Now, the Daily Wire is a conservative online media outlet. Okay, they are. Leftists crash out over whiteness of sexy Sydney Sweeney jean ads. And this subheadline, Sweeney was criticized for looking like she, quote, walked straight off a Nazi propaganda poster. I'm thinking, oh, for God's sake, are you, now it's whiteness. First off, it was the Nazis and the genes, you know, and eugenics and so on, because we just think eugenics and Nazis, not blue jeans, all right? This is all about, you know, that word genes has just lit some people up. Now it's morphed over to whiteness, okay? I'm trying to think here. Where is it? Here we go. Now, folks, there is a reason I don't watch MSNBC. All right, because some of the people on that, one man's opinion, okay, some of the people on that channel are absolute loons, all right, loons. If I just made you angry, I'm sorry, but they're loons, okay, not just misguided and inaccurate, they're loons. So apparently there was an op-ed piece on MSNBC written by somebody that says these American Eagle ads are evidence of, quote, unbridled cultural shift toward whiteness. which the author suggested was, quote, ugly and startling. Oh, for goodness sakes. Again, I'm quoting here. The internet has been quick to condemn the advertisement as non-inclusive at best and as overtly promoting white supremacy and Nazi propaganda at worst, and called the criticism fair. No, it's not fair. It's Looneyville. All right, this is total 100% Looneyville. Now, maybe American Eagle. Now, you said something about their sales are going through the roof. I thought it was too soon. I haven't seen any kind of numbers on how, I mean, all right, the whole deal is we're trying to sell blue jeans. All right, well, how many pair of blue jeans are we going to sell? All right, well, those numbers will come out. Maybe you can find them. I don't know. Maybe what American Eagle needs to do now is go find an attractive young black actress. There are plenty of those, you know, probably in her 20s, very attractive. People know, be able to know who she is and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And she does some blue jeans ads because she looks really good in a pair of blue jeans, kind of like Sydney Sweeney. Now, if American Eagle would actually do that, I can only imagine what some of these uptight people are going to say. Well, they're going to say, you know, stuff like Uncle Tom or Jim Crow, or pull out anything they can pull out to support their Looneyville opinions. Folks, this is nothing more than a blue jeans commercial. Well, commercials, they did several. Sydney Sweeney has great jeans. Okay, they picked her because she's young, she's attractive, she's popular, and she looks doggone good in a pair of blue jeans. Okay, she does. Woohoo, I've seen a couple of the ads like, okay, if I were half my age, which I'm not, maybe I'd ask her out for a date. I don't know, something like that. She wouldn't give me the time of day, but I can dream. There we go. That's all this is, and yet we have uptight people that continue to just beat this drum. And then they wonder why their political side of things is in the tank. All right? Just, this is nuts. Now, we'll take a break in a moment. Again, Scott here, I'm a registered Republican. I'm pretty conservative, okay? If you're a regular registered Democrat, in other words, regular folks, you and me, the regular folks, and you object to this baloney, this Looneyville stuff, you need to stand up and tell these people that allegedly represent you what you think of them. And don't think that you can't do that, all right? It would be interesting. We got these national protests this year, you know, hands off, no kings, you know, whatever. Okay, fine. Totally disagree with them, 100%. Totally disagree with them. Maybe some just regular people, registered Democrats, you need to have some protests. And go to your party leaders and some of these, you know, like MSNBC and these people, and just say, would you knock it off? You're making the rest of us look bad. And you're a bunch of idiots. You're loons. What are you doing? All right? We've got an avowed socialist who wants to be the next mayor of New York City. Really? Is that what you really stand for? All right. Now, again, I'm making somebody just furious right now who's listening to my voice. I'm being sincere. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm being honest. These people are out just like they're from Saturn or someplace, but they are representing you. Why are you allowing this to continue? You can hate Donald Trump all you want. Go ahead. But then you've got these people like, you got to stop this. All right, we'll take a break, but let's take a call.
All right, good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, I think this all falls under performance art. I first got wind of it when the Metropolitan had that exhibit of Madonna made out of cow manure and a crucifix and a bottle of urine.
Oh, yeah, that's years
there's
ago.
There's nothing artistic about it. But it was all about the controversy it caused. So the fashion world's been into this for a long time, too. And unfortunately, I think they're trying to sell two messages. They probably think any advertising is good advertising to sell jeans. And they're using racism to fight racism. which drives me crazy. Yeah, these are philosophies. Fascism is a philosophy. It's not genetics. So, unfortunately, as a world, we keep falling back into racism instead of dealing with the philosophies.
Because it's a useful crutch for them to use. The problem is the crutch is it's bull. It's total bull. It's total baloney.
Yeah, well, hey, speaking of performance art, too, I've been successful here in the month of July, humidity and heat, and I've dropped 10 pounds. And
good.
I'm looking at the sticker on my ladder. My ladder goes back to the 70s. And the weight limit's 185, so I'm down to 175. I felt comfortable getting up on it.
There you go.
That would have been great performance art.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Okay.
Well, all right, take care, guys.
Thanks for the call.
Be safe out there.
I mean, art is in the eye of the beholder. I'll be honest, Scott here, I'll go to an art museum, I'll appreciate, but some folks, of course, really get into this, and they look at the nuances and so on. I just like, oh, that's kind of interesting. I don't go much further than that. Art is very much in the eye of the beholder. And so performance art, I've seen some of those things, I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Other ones like, what the heck is that? All right. That doesn't mean I'm a bad person. Like, not that one. But again, fascism, whiteness. It's like, folks, if we're going to actually improve ourselves into the future, we have got to get past this stuff. How are we going to do it? All right. I don't think we're going to convince these people. They're out in loony land.
I actually think most of us have. I think most of the country. I really do. I think it is just a small, albeit vocal, group that just does not understand the. And I think it's a combination of things. I think it is a lack of having any sense of humor, any appreciation for fun. But I also think it is not understanding what Martin Luther King's dream really was. He wanted a world where we didn't care about somebody's skin color. That's all these folks care about. It's like, wow, you can't celebrate a white. I can celebrate anybody. I do celebrate people of all races, colors, religions. If they excel in a particular area of life and they are doing good work in any particular area, man, good on them. And I think the overwhelming majority of us, I don't care whether my doctor is black, white, male, female, Jewish, Christian. I want them to know what to look for to see if I'm healthy, and if I'm not, what to do to correct that. If I broke an arm, again, I don't care. I need you to be able to fix that up and take care of it properly. I don't care about anything else. I care about your medical expertise in that particular moment. And that's the same right on down the line. When I'm watching sports, I'm not sitting there, oh man, I wish that guy was white. I would really root for him then. Like, who thinks that? No, nobody these days, except for this handful of people. It's like, well, yeah, you're rooting for him because he's white. No, I'm rooting for him because he made a great catch. Mike Yastrzemski yesterday had a great catch. Oh, yeah. But, well, no, I rooted when Key Brian Hayes made a – oh, I miss Key Brian Hayes. When he made a great catch at third. I'm applauding the performance, the effort. It never even occurs to me that, oh, look at the color of that individual. No, it occurs to me, wow, that was spectacular. That was really cool. Or, man, that doctor, or you walking down the street. I was just reading a thing on how different things that can change our perspective or mood in a given day. And a smile from a stranger. Well, if that smile is from an Amish woman or a white man or a... No, that smile... Oh, man, that was nice. Hey, how are you doing? Good to see you.
who thinks to themselves, oh, yeah, I got a smile from that Asian fella, but boy, it would have been nice to get a smile from a white guy. Nobody, except for the small handful of people, that this is the prism with from which they view the world. And God, what a sad existence that must be. I mean, honestly, but I do. I think the overwhelming majority of us, it's like, yeah, I just, it was nice to get a smile from somebody. It was nice to get my arm taken care of from a doctor that knew what they were doing. The rest of it is, I don't think we care. The overwhelming majority of us, we don't care.
I hope you're right. We've got to take our break. I hope you're right. Let's talk. 98.7 The Fox. We'll have just a couple of minutes left. Don't go anywhere. We'll have at least one more pithy thought when we come right back.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Looking for something a little different and really fun? Join me in the Jana Marie Foundation for the second annual Hobby Horse Derby. It's this Friday from 5 to 8 at the Alliance Church and State College. Kids of all ages, that includes you, adult friends, are welcome to join this event. It is sure to bring a smile to your faces. You can see me in the one-eyed horse, and you can even compete against us.
The Jana Marie Foundation continues to do amazing work promoting the importance of good mental health for our youth and our community. You can get all of the info and sign up for the Hobby Horse Derby by going to JanaMarieFoundation.org. Don't miss out on the fun at the Alliance Church and State College this Friday from 5 to 8 at 1221 West Whitehall Road. A special thanks to Happy Valley Adventure Bureau for its support.
That's the second annual Hobby Horse Derby. Post time starts at 5 p.m. Friday at the Alliance Church and State College. I really hope to see you there.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick-connect load and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-930-2263. 800-930-2263. 800-930-2263.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfon Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfon. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfon, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at belfontfair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Couple of minutes remaining on our Thursday morning edition of Let's Talk. Jeff Byers, Scott Giese, and yep, it could be you. Phone line is open at 814-954-7266.
Although, make it really fast, because we got like a minute and a half, I think, or something like that. Tomorrow, we have an open line program. I saw a story yesterday, you know, tied to this blue jeans stuff and this young actress about body positivity. I'm going to hold that thought for tomorrow. It was, I don't necessarily agree with what the writer was saying, but it made me think a little bit. All right, so I'm going to save that. I wonder how much of this lunacy really is tied to social media. In other words, social media feeds a lot of this stuff. Okay, and that's probably true. I mean, one wag, I'm a Twitter X guy. All right, that's my favorite one. The other ones, I don't have much time for. You know, one wag, like a couple of days ago, you know, this whole Sydney Sweeney thing, he puts on a comment, well, you know Sydney Sweeney's initials, don't you?
Oh, yes.
SS. Oh, that's it, Nazi! I'm thinking, oh, bud, seriously, you need to go to the hobby horse event tomorrow evening and just cut loose and have some fun, all right? Stop being so uptight.
Not only that, if you look at the ad, the denim jacket she's wearing has buttons.
Yeah, has buttons.
Nazi uniforms? Hello.
Oh,
they had buttons.
Okay, that's...
Come on now. I mean, the comparisons
that's
are...
That's a real stretch.
What? I can't believe
other people have coats with buttons.
What?
Lots of people have coats with buttons.
Well...
Nice try,
you're
though.
Not making the connection the way you need to nice here to understand the fascist nature.
Anyway, the music's
American
playing...
American Eagle, by the way, one of the more... They give scholarships to, this is just insane. Right, we'll get into that.
Save it for tomorrow.
But they are one of the more, quote unquote, woke companies out there, which just adds to the ridiculousness of this situation. We'll talk to you tomorrow, folks. Have a great Thursday.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox.